Welcome to Flavor in Your Ear with your host, DJ Boho, on Penguin Radio, broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and 102.3, bringing you the best vibes the musical world has to offer. You are now chilling with the Penguins. What's up? What's up? How's it going, guys? This is DJ Boho, and you are dropping in on Flavor in Your Ear. I am so excited to be here and give to you a show revolving around the wonderful world of music. Music is the bee's knees, guys. I think we all know that. But it's something that I've been really passionate about for a very long time. I'm an avid mountain biker, but I'm also an avid music listener. And DJ Boho comes from many years of creating playlists and hijacking the auxiliary cord of my friends' cars and making sure that I got to play what I wanted to play. But my friends didn't really bat an eye. They liked what I was jamming to and what I was throwing out. And one of my buddies said, "Hey, man, DJ Boho. That's your name. When you pop in the car, you get the music going." So that stuck. And of course, that is my DJ name here. And I promise to do my best to bring you nothing but just delightful, wonderful musical banter here. And, this is going to be a show on music, but specifically live shows. And some really, really great genres that I am so in love with, and many people are. To name a few, blues and some rock and roll blues and blues guitarists that have really paved the way to what blues is today, and who I believe are some of the greatest blues guitarists. Electronic music, that is taking the millennials and Gen Z by storm. I am a millennial myself, and electronic you can get down to, play it for your workouts, long car rides, whatever. It's got some really cool tempos and beats, and it is fun to jive to. It's what's good in the hood. Reggae, oh man, we're gonna have some quality time with reggae. I'm gonna chat it up about it. That's one of my favorite genres. I've been a fan of the Ja Rastafari world since I was a youngin. Of course, it started with the late and great legendary Bob Marley, and he's got a few kids that are following his footsteps very well. But we're gonna talk about reggae, and what else? We're also going to talk about some alternative rock and Americana, which is one of my latest favorite genres that I've really taken a liking to. But we're going to keep it hip. We're going to keep it funky, guys. I'm going to try to add in a little mix here, not keep it monotonous. But I'm so happy I get to share this with you. And I'm really glad you're joining us here today. This is episode numero uno, and today I wanted to just kind of set the groundwork and give you the little foundation, y'all. And first, I'd like to talk about the elephant in the room. Let's get that guy out of the way. Speaking of live shows, I mentioned that's going to be a focus in this show, Flavor in Your Ear. But, live shows are the bee's knees. And gosh darn it, we miss live shows so much. I really thrive off of live music. I've been going to live shows since I was a little kid. My mom is kind of an old hippie. Bless her heart. But she's still a little bit of a hippie, and I thank her dearly for that. I got to go to some pretty damn awesome shows when I was a kid. Eric Clapton, B.B. King, just to name a few. And, you know, my mom took me to some cool places. I got to go to Shoreline Amphitheater, some other small venues, the Warfield. And I'm not sure if anybody remembers this, but KFOG, local Bay Area station, which is, I believe, no longer around, they used to host something called the KFOG Kaboom, and it was fantastic. It was a free live show with free fireworks right there on, I believe, Pier 31 in San Francisco. Right there on the water in San Francisco. And you could go down there and walk in, bring your fold-out chairs and your blankets, and set up shop right there in front of a stage. And they had some pretty great artists for being a live show. One show I really remember was the great band Train came out, and the Robert Rudolph and the Family Band came out. And I must have been 10 years old. And then you get to finish your night with some fireworks. It doesn't get much better than that. You know, kaboom, ba-boom, boom. And the fireworks were played to the soundtrack of what KFOG created. They had to stop that show. I think it was becoming too expensive for them to run. And I think there were some issues with the city. But they had it running for a number of years. It was pretty amazing. I was a youngin, and I gotta say, kind of freaked me the hell out at moments because, you know, people get a few beers in them. You know how the concert scene goes, and you got a little 10-year-old walking around the concert. Of course, I'm chaperoned by my mi madre, but at times, you know, I would venture off on my own, and I would get kind of lost in these crowds of people that are towering over me. And it was a miracle I didn't, get lost or end up in some ditch somewhere. But I am so thankful that I got my introduction to live music, and my mom is a musically inclined hippie of the Bay Area. You know, she was raised on the good stuff, Grateful Dead and Fleetwood Mac, went to her high school, you name it. So I'm a rock child. That's where I really got my roots. But like I said, we're going to be hitting the whole spectrum here. I love music, and I really try to keep an open mind. And I also try to keep an open mind to what's to come in the future. Earlier, I mentioned the great old elephant in the room, and it's still here. It's still in the room. I'm looking at him, and he's been annoying, and I'm referring to COVID. It has been annoying, but it has been a adjustment. I think we've all learned how to adjust, and it's going to be an adjustment in the future as well, but I think that there is hope on the horizon for live music. I have not been to a live show since, February of 2020. And that last show was a reggae show, a little band called Fortunate Youth. They're big on the Cali reggae scene. They're cool as hell. And they have a great sound. There's this, their front man, main singer, looks like a huge, tall, big ass Vanilla Ice. Yes. Bing, ding, 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 ding. Vanilla Ice. He looks just like him. Luckily, he doesn't sound like him. He has a great voice, and he sings to the sound of Ja very well. He is a reggae guy through and through. And I'm thankful that was my last show. And the show, I'm also thankful before that show, I got to see one of my favorite electronic artists at the Bill Graham in San Francisco, called Deadmau5, or Deadmau5, as some people say. He is one of the legendary electronic artists. He's been around for, I'd say, at least 15 years, and he's big on the scene. Everybody loves him. I love him. He's got a great sound. He is, he's what's up. He's what's good in the hood. But I'm going to get into Deadmau5 later, but I had to give you a little history on the last shows I went to. And after that, it was radio silence for quite some time for everybody. I know some people have gone to shows and gone in their little bubbles. I know there's been shows outside, but from what I've heard, they're not that great. So I think in the future, we're going to see shows where people are wearing masks. There may still be somewhat of a limited capacity, but it's all good. We'll wear the masks and we'll figure out how to make it work. We just need to get that good feeling, the reverberation of the amplifiers. We need to hear the guitars. We need to hear the bass drum. We need to hear it all. And I know there's a lot of people like me that need that in the moment, in your face, ears ringing experience that concerts provide. And, you know, light at the end of the tunnel here. It's going to happen, guys. Hell yes. It's not going to be too long. I think there's some shows planned for this summer. I'm definitely going to try to go to one. And we'll see what happens. And, you know, well, it's going to be different, but it's going to be good, you know, just like a lot of things in the world moving forward. It's going to be different. But you know what? Let the music play. Let's kick some ass and let's be safe about it. Let's have fun and let's do what makes us happy. And like I said earlier, I my music experience, I used to play a little music. I played piano for about 5 years, mainly because my stepmom forced me. I didn't really want to play piano. I thought it was like, you know, kind of a dweeby thing to do. But I have respect for piano now. It's definitely a very, you know, intelligent, intricate instrument to play. I wasn't any good. You know, I played 4 years and I just went through the motions to get my stepmom off my back. I can still play one or two songs whenever I come by a friend's piano. But no, I'm absolutely lousy. But I did play the drums for a little while as well. I played the drums. I loved it. I was a little bit of a unruly kid growing up, and so the drums, I could get my irritation and frustration out on the world, bang the drums and piss off the neighbors and the family. And I pissed them off so much that my stepmom had to get rid of my drums. She was a good old Indian giver, you know. She got me the drums to keep me busy and not get into trouble. And then she took them away as fast as she gave them to me. So thanks, stepmom. But playing those drums gave me an appreciation for, you know, music, rap music, rock, a lot of great music and genres. So thanks, stepmom. But these days I don't play music. I do a lot of listening, and you know, I think I should try to pick up some instrument. You know, I have some more free time these days with the world we're living in, working from home, and it might be something that I really enjoy. I think I would probably pick up the guitar, but we'll see about that. I do a lot of my free time is spent mountain biking and getting outside. You know, getting outside will hopefully look like going to a concert soon. So I cannot wait for that. That's for sure. So that's going to be really great. And as far as shows that I hope to see in the future, I have many. But there's a great, great alternative Americana rock artist named John Butler Trio. He's absolutely, might I say, fucking fantastic. And he doesn't have really a song that I don't like. He's been around for quite a few years now. I'd say right around 25 years he's been around. He's hit the scene with kind of the smaller, you know, alternative crowds. But very talented. I'm hoping to see him soon. And I'm hoping to see some good reggae. But we'll see. That's on the horizon. And I don't want to jamble on too much about that here because we're running towards the end of my show. But the next show, I'm going to jump into some blues rock and roll. That's my bread and butter, guys. I love that stuff. I was raised on Stevie Ray and Jimi Hendrix, and I can't wait to give you my two cents and discuss with you my favorite down and dirty blues guitarists. So thank you for joining us today. I wanted to give you a little tidbit, a little snapshot of what I got in store for you guys. I can't wait to discuss music with you and get a little crazy, talk about some weird stuff as well. But thanks for joining us today on Flavor in Your Ear. And DJ Boho is gonna break it down for you. Stay safe, y'all. And one love. Thank you for listening to Flavor in Your Ear with your host, DJ Boho, on Penguin Radio. Broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and 102.3. Thanks for chilling with the Penguins. Keep blasting that good music, and remember, keep vibing to the beat.